This is KUT. For the past 6 months, we've been meeting people from the neighborhood around 12th and Chicon Streets in East Austin. We're doing that as part of our On My Block project, looking at the dramatic changes happening in this part of the city and what they mean for the people who live there. Today, we meet a man who makes sausage, a longtime business owner, at a place right on 12th Street.
It's called Texas Sausage Company. My great uncle started it back in the 40s. He retired in the 70s and sold it to another guy. And then our family kind of bought it back in the 80s. We've had a few partners in the business back in the 80s and 90s, and then they've all gone and done something else, and I've stayed here. My name is Gary Tharp. I've been here since 1988. We manufacture sausage for mainly wholesale, so we sell to restaurants and a few stores, barbecue places, places like that. I got a degree in business and business management, so I knew a little bit about how to kind of manage a business, run a business. Actually was a investment broker, believe it or not. I did that for 5 years. Sometimes it's easier to sell sausage, you know, especially when it's $3 or $4 a pound versus, you know, a couple thousand dollars you're trying to do for an investment or whatever. But it's kind of a recession-proof business. I mean, everybody's got to eat, you know, so, and this is not an expensive product to eat. You can't use the best cuts of meat making sausage. If not, you'd be charging $8 a pound for sausage. Nobody's going to buy it, you know. I mean, sausage is supposed to be a cheaper product when you buy it at the store. A lot of people these days, they want more lean sausage. You know, it's lean, not a whole lot of fat in it. I'm old school. Barbecue sausage is supposed to be nice and greasy when you go to the barbecue restaurant. You know, that's how I grew up eating it. Getting the recording logs from my temperature logger from my smokehouse, from my sausage last night, to see if it cooled down properly. It's supposed to have a certain cool down procedure so you don't get any type of listeria or any other type of foodborne bacteria inside the sausage. Back when it was started in the 60s, this was on the outskirts of town, believe it or not. Now I'm centrally located, so if we have to deliver something or whatever, I can go any part of town and be right here. And plus, it's kind of centrally located for retail purposes, too. Can't even imagine where I'd have to move to be able to get out of this area as far as avoiding high property values and taxes. I don't really want to move the business. I'm too old. I've been here 30 years almost. If I was 25 years old or something and I wanted to go expand, I'd be more interested in doing it, but I've been here for 30 years. I'm a single owner. I work the business. I'm not interested in packing everything up and leaving. It's more of a headache. It's going to cost me just as much money, if not more money, to pack everything up and move it somewhere else. That's all I got. That's it. These four guys get it done. And myself. I probably get in the way more now than I did not help, but so I hope none of them quit. I wouldn't know what to do. I haven't had to hire anybody.
That was Gary Tharp, owner of Texas Sausage Company on 12th Street in East Austin. You can hear more voices from our On My Block project at onmyblockatx.org.